Well, the volume works on this, especially without a regular microphone. Okay, this is Kathy Figgin, and I'm in Pearson, Florida, and it's Sunday, January 20th, and I'm talking to Maria Castillo. Okay, the microphone's right here. Let me make sure. Okay, we can just leave it on. You said that when you first came here, how long have you been in the area?
12 years.
12 years? Mm-hmm. Were there very many Mexican families here when you came?
There was only one, the Rodriguez family, Joe Rodriguez in Seville. And then we started, you know, coming in first to the citrus. And then, you know, we stayed on and we used to migrate back and forth here, Idaho, California, and Florida. And we did that for years until we settled down here. It's been 5 years that we've stayed. Pearson.
Have you ever been to Indiana? I live in Indiana. I know that's one of the areas that's on the migrant.
Yeah, no, not Indiana, just California and Idaho.
There's a corrido that talks about Indiana, about people going to Indiana.
Yeah, we used to migrate a lot, but then I used to like Florida a lot, you know, when we used to come and go all the time. So we decided to make it home here. And we've been here, you know, ever since. And we're all happy to see a lot of our people coming in. Because first, you know, if you heard somebody speaking Spanish, you would, you know, turn around and see who it was, you know, because, you know, there wasn't that many. But now there's a lot, you know, coming in all the time.
Where are the biggest concentrations of Mexican families?
Well, this area, Seville and Pearson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, they call Seville Little Mexico.
Oh, they do? The Mexican people call it that?
Yeah. They call it Little Mexico because there's a lot of people.
Hmm. How far? Does it go further north? Because we're living in East Palatka, well, in the really San Mateo side.
Yeah, no, well, it goes all the way to Crescent City and Fruitland.
Okay, those names have come up, but not much north. There's nothing in Palatka. There's no groups up there.
So really, the most is in Seville and Pearson. And then, of course, the Leon Springs and the land.
Yeah.
Barberville. But Alice May is Pearson and Seville.
Are you the woman that did the Mexican dinner for the Lions Club recently?
No, I was in Texas. We just came back about 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you know who that
be? Because we usually do it for the fire department. And they usually help, call us, you know, to come and help. And I was surprised, you know, and I wanted to know who was in charge, you know, that day, because we saw that, you know, sign, the Mexican food. And I said, well, I wonder who would do it besides us.
Was the Lions Club right up here on the highway?
No, it's off the highway. It's off Highway 17.
Uh-huh.
But we saw them signs, you know, we had just come in and I said, well, I wonder. But there's always somebody else, you know, that's willing to help.
Well, that's how your name came up when I was talking to Vicky and Mrs. Gomez about food. See, one of the things that the Folklife Center does, besides the documentation of the whole state of Florida, is that they sponsor a festival that's been 30 years it's been going on. And every year they try to pick a different area of Florida that they want to have represented at the festival. Last year they did the cowboy tradition, cowman tradition, cattle raising, and they've done Tarpon Springs where there's a lot of Greek Americans and Greeks. And this year we're doing the whole St. John's River Basin area.
Yes.
So because that there is such a large representation of Mexican culture here, we wanted to have something at the festival. Your name came up for food. that you're someone that often gets involved in making Mexican food on a large scale.
We usually have that at what's the name of Delane?
Uh-huh.
At the Catholic Church, you know, when they have that festival.
Oh, the St. Peter's.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we do real good on the tacos and tostadas and all that, you know. Even though it's a little set in there, you know, we make pretty good. And everybody looks for us, you know. They'll come to next year and they ask us, are you going to have that stand again? Yes, we will.
Great. Well, now, when you say we, who are you talking about?
Well, a whole bunch of ladies here, you know, that we all work together. We all work together and we take turns. Like, it'll start on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, 4 days. So, you know, it takes a lot of ladies, you know, to cover that many days, you know. So it's about 4 hours each group, you know, maybe two or three ladies. So mm-hmm. we all get together and we make a list that who's going to work from, you know, what date and all that. So that's why I call it we, because, you know, it's a lot of, you know, a bunch of us.
What kind of foods do you do?
Well, we do tacos, mm-hmm. and then we also do tostadas and burritos. And that's about all.
Do you make your own tortillas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's why, you know, you get somebody else, like if, for instance, a lady has a lot of children, you know, little children, and she cannot be there at the stand, she'll, you know, make the tortillas at home. And that's a lot of help for us, you know, because then by the time we get there, they have made the tortillas and have folded them, you know, mm-hmm. and all we do is just fry them.
Great.
So we all work together. We usually have enough help.
Because if they would have a Mexican food stand at the festival, the way it works is they have two sections. They have one where there's would be part of the St. John's area where they would demonstrate some traditional food ways of Mexico. Mm-hmm. Do you make tamales, for
yes,
example?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we make tamales too.
Well, tamales or tortillas or making, you know, does anybody make them from the old way, grinding the corn and...
Well, they don't have it here, you know, but if they had, you know, everything that's needed, there would be more
somebody
than...
Somebody could do it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Somebody at the Pioneer Settlement in Barberville told me that there was a Mexican Indian woman that had once gone there and demonstrated, because they have a metate there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that she'd done the whole process.
Well, all these ladies here, not me, I don't know how to use the metate, you know, but they know how to use the metate, and then they know how to do the tortillas, you know, by hand, which I don't. And So that's the way it used to go. So.
It's still moving? Yeah. It's
sometimes
still moving.
Just sometimes. So anyway, these ladies, you know, they know how to make the tortillas by hand, which is better than, you know, with that presser.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to make our hot sauce, you know. Let me show you what we use. I've never seen it before. This, we call it a molcajete.
Ah, molcajete.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, you make the chili and the sauce for the tomato in here. This is a real nice. Well, now they have them here. But at first, let me tell you another thing. When we first started coming here, we couldn't find spices and all that we needed. And we had a hard time. We had all the way to Orlando to get it. So now the stores here have really helped us. They bring whatever we need. And those mocajetes you can get here. Or that pressers, you know, make the tortillas, mm-hmm. the corn tortillas. And they have quite a bit of selection now.
Is anybody growing anything locally in a garden situation? Maybe
well, we all grow our own hot peppers and tomatoes. Yeah. And cilantro.
Cilantro,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard to get in Indiana.
Uh-huh. And that's what we grow here, because otherwise, you know, you don't find it. Well, the hot pepper you find all the time, but it's nice to grow your own. Something different besides cutting from.
Well, do you have names of some of these ladies that I could maybe talk to, or maybe you
well,
might
see,
see the way it would have to be is it's 2 hours to White Springs from here, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of camping facilities. They mm-hmm. have it's in a state park where they have the festival. I'll leave you a brochure so mm-hmm. you can see in my phone number. And what they do is they have one section that has gas range, you know, burners set up and plugs and everything, uh-huh. but people have to bring everything in
everything, yeah.
that they're going to be using. And the festival lasts for 3 days.
3 days.
I think people camp.
Is that the festival they have here in Crescent City?
No, this is in White Springs, which is, it's over off of I-75. There's a little map. It's, you can see, it is a ways from here.
Uh-huh.
It's knit right in Central Florida. It's going towards Tallahassee that way.
Oh, yeah. It's 2 hours from here?
It's Memorial Day weekend that they have a festival.
Mm-hmm.
But
nice.
Someone also told me that you might know of someone that makes piñatas.
Well,
but they had know. But they had them for the 24th. They had them for the posadas.
You know, whether you could... We make our own, but, you know, it takes a lot of time. And the way we have to be, you know, we gotta work, if the weather permits, you know, we have to work every day. And those are hard to make, you know. So we make our own, and we take time. So you could find them in Seville, you know, they have...
them in the store.
A white store, and they have a whole bunch of them. And, you know, it, sometimes it's better to buy them because they're not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta get me one for my granddaughter.
So they're not, people aren't making them usually?
No, not really.
They're coming from, those are from Mexico, I think.
Yes, because, see, all the women are out working out in fineries, and they don't have time, you know, to make them. Most of the women, you know, even barely you see a lady that stays home, you know, but most of them are out working.
Do the women, what type of work do the women do? Is it the same as the men?
Yeah, same as the men.
I don't know anything about fineries.
They cut
it.
Uh-huh, they cut it. Yeah, they're all our fern cutters. But see, if the wife, you know, she goes out and maybe after she sends the kids off to school and all that, you know, makes lunch, then, you know, the husband comes and picks her up and, you know, takes her, you know, work until it's ready to come, you know, time for pick up the kids. But most of the women don't stay home.
Well, the festival for people, somebody that would demonstrate, uh-huh. just in the demonstration area, uh-huh. it's $100 a day.
Uh-huh.
The food area that would be apart from that where they could sell,
uh-huh.
you pay the festival committee 15%,
uh-huh.
and all the rest of the money goes to the people that are cooking.
Uh-huh.
So it would be 3 days. Would that be a problem in terms of getting... leaving work for 3 days? I mean, don't show up, does that...
I know it. Well, see, because my husband and myself are crew leaders. You know, we're supervisors, so we got to be on the job every day. But, I mean, I would like that myself, you know, if I could get away. It's nice, you know.
Well, if you're interested, and I can... See, what I have to do is make recommendations to the center, and then they'll send somebody out that'll talk, you know,
mm-hmm.
more specifically about
mm-hmm.
it, if they decide this is what how they want to do it.
Uh-huh.
And they would, I'm sure, talk to the people that you work for and get
mm-hmm.
it, you know, and show, I mean, it's part of the Department of the State Department of Florida,
mm-hmm. well, see,
Secretary of State.
My boss, you know, every time I cook for them, sometimes I treat them and I cook for them. We rent that community center and I cook for them, you know, for my boss and everybody works at the packing house. And everybody makes it remark that I shouldn't be out in the fernery. I should have a restaurant.
All right.
He'd say, no, don't tell her that because she'll leave me and I don't want her. You know, but I know he does. He wants me to, everybody here, you know, wants me to open a restaurant. But I don't have the place, you know, to start it. And another thing, you know, that I haven't given it, you know, enough thought. But everybody loves,
yep.
you know. When I cook, just ask them for Maria and they all know. Because I treat everybody, whenever I make tacos or enchiladas, you know, I take to the ladies that work at that post office, to the filling station, to the secretaries, you know, I got a lot of friends, and sometimes I spoil them, you know, I take them a little of what I cook.
Great.
They love it.
Yeah, it sounds like they definitely need a Mexican restaurant
mm-hmm.
around in this yeah. area.
They do, and I always ask it, but maybe someday.
Well, would you be interested in recommend you and...
But then, see, you know, it's 2 hours, so it would have to be my husband and myself. And when what's the date you say?
Okay, the 24th to the 26th of May.
Of May.
Yeah. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, another thing, you know, that after Mother's Day, it slows down.
Uh-huh, from the ferns.
And maybe we could. And they'll give us a break, too, because, see, from now on, from next week, all the way to Mother's Day, we'll have to be working on full swing every day. Saturdays and Sundays, you know, to get all the orders in. So then after Mother's Day, we need a rest.
Wow. What's, you mean, every single day?
Every day.
A full
mm-hmm.
shift?
Not unless it rains or this cold front coming in, you know. But otherwise, see, we had to work today. Because the growers depend on us, you know, to be there. And, well, we depend on them too. So anyway, after, that would be a good day. Let me talk to my husband.
Okay.
Because
okay.
then it would have to be both of us. Because he'll do the driving and I'll do the cooking. And maybe we could take, I could take somebody else to help me.
Right. Well, the other thing mm-hmm. is if there was somebody that you took to help you that also could demonstrate,
mm-hmm.
or you could switch off. I mean, that mm-hmm. way you could be getting the money from selling the food and mm-hmm. also from somebody demonstrating. Because
mm-hmm.
the person, you know, if there's somebody demonstrating, that's $100 a day,
mm-hmm.
just right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side would be the cooking, which is the 15%. So you could have, you could actually do both.
Okay.
The only restriction, I think, is that if they, when they're demonstrating, they can't sell that food that they're demonstrating. You know, but you can eat it yourself. We can eat it.
That's all I need. That's all I need, eating all that. So I'll ask my husband and see, and that would give us a chance to get away, because really, after you work that long, I mean, you want to get away.
Oh, it's beautiful over there, too.
I bet.
It's on the Suwannee River, and there's three camps. See, it'll explain some in there. There's three campgrounds in the area. There's a lot of motels, but the campgrounds are real nice.
I'll go through that, and then I'll ask my husband, and that'll give us, like, a vacation, because then we'll have to come back and start, you know, working again.
So you're going to be working every single day until Mother's Day? How long are the shifts?
Well, it all depends, you know, like, I don't go to work until about 8 in the morning, and then that's all through the day until maybe 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And then, like I say, you know, not unless we cash out the orders, then we have to knock off at noon. But then, you know, they call it on full swings, because that's every day. If you need it on Sunday, we have to go to work.
Now, what are they doing, for example, tonight because of the freeze that's coming? What kind of extra things?
The growers, they stay up all night and protect, you know, washing those thermometers. And if it should get, you know, very cold, which they're expecting, they have to turn on the water, and they irrigate all night long. And then sometimes, you know, the light goes off, like this one here, and they have to have the other, how do you call them, water pumps that work by diesel. And they got to be on the, you know, washing all the time.
Is it common to see people that have had accidents with the gas? I've seen a couple of men with their hands burned. Is that related to the fern industry?
No, because it's just the fern growers that go out and we sleep, and they go and look after the ferneries for us. And then in the morning, we go to work and they go to bed.
Because I met a group in near De Leon Springs that live at Camp Winona.
Oh, yes.
And they've been up all night.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican men, I mean, they're not the owners.
But see, this housing we work for, they have, it's a big company. It's one of the biggest companies.
What's the name of the company you work for?
Albert Hexton.
Oh, I've heard his name. He's a old
really
family in the business.
You know, our boss is something special, you know, to us. He's very nice. And I bet if you talk to him, he let me go. But anyway, they stay up all night, and it's three brothers, and then the foreman and all their crew. And they look after the furnaces, which we don't have to do, because we got to sleep for the next day. You know, to be up early, go and cut the furnace. Mm-hmm. But this time of the year, they don't sleep at night. They have to sleep during the day. So they have to, you know, look after that furnace, otherwise it's gone.
Well, after Mother's Day, and if you had a big celebration and it was for Mexican families, what group would you bring for music? I'm trying to find a music group.
We have a good group in they're real good friends of ours in Orlando, and they also do the mariachi, you know, style.
Uh-huh.
They used to work at a restaurant at Altamontes.
You know? Altamontes?
Uh-huh. There's this Mexican...
Is that in Orlando?
By Orlando, right by Orlando.
That's Altamontes.
Okay. I'm from Indiana, and I've only been in the area for a week.
No wonder. What's the name of that restaurant for you that they used to play? Torito. And this group, you know, they play, they have a band, real good band. And they play, and then also the same group, you know, plays like a mariachi.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working in Daytona at another restaurant, and they're very, you know, they
But they're not, are there any groups locally that
no,
parties in? What about during the Christmas holidays? Were there any?
No, we have to bring them from, you know, Orlando and other places, you know, there's not...
Well, the guys that I talked to in Camp Winona, they're in a group called Azteca, Conjunto Azteca Tropical.
I forgot about them. Yes.
Are they good? Because I've been tracking them for 3 days. I finally got a hold of one of the guys.
See, she wants me to say yes because she's going around with one of them.
Which one?
they're related to my son-in-law. And they play good.
Now, do they play traditional Mexican music?
Yes.
It's not all modern. It's
We don't like modern.
Rancheras,
we don't know how, what to do. It's all, you know, rancheras and boleros and cumbias and all that, you know.
Right, because you said, I know, that I talked to, which one did I talk
Alfonso?
To?
Oh, no, Alfonso's not here.
You gave me the list of everybody's names. I was looking for Martin.
Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Martin, what's his last name? Do you know? Sierra. Okay. I talked to Eladio Gonzalez. He lives in the yellow trailer. It's across, it's diagonal from that white house.
Oh.
Jose Ramirez lives in this two-story white house. Martin. Well,
yeah, Martin.
Yeah, Rolando, yeah. Librado, Tomas Gregorio. That's the group?
Yeah.
Great,
mm-hmm.
Okay. They said they're going to play the 9th of February.
Where?
They don't know. And hopefully they're going to practice before them. But it's hard because they don't have a phone. If you hear of, you know, well, which one do you go out with?
Well.
Could she tell us? Well, you would know if they were going to be practicing, do you think? Or?
But she'll ask.
Because they told me that some of the guys live down in a camp, right?
Yeah, what, out there in Selwood?
Selwood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The vegetable grower?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in Selwood.
Okay, great. So that's good. I've heard from about three people that they're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good. Okay. And I had forgotten. Well, see, because they're not local, you know, they have camp here, you know, from Selwood, and I had forgot about them. They play here at the dances whenever we have quinceañeras. You familiar with quinceañeras?
Yeah. Are there any coming up?
No, I'm glad.
I went to one in Houston.
In Houston?
Woof.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible. They used a whole gymnasium. I mean, it was...
Yeah, we have here, really, but not lately. The last one we had one was that... October.
Mm-hmm. Well, in church today, I talked to a girl, Manuela, who's from
Deland.
From Deland. She said that there's going to be a dance. She thought
this Friday night. This Friday night.
Oh, you know about it. She didn't know where it was going to be. And I'm
well. That's another thing you know about us here, that we had a hard time trying to get a hold, you know, for us, because a lot of people don't like us really, to tell you the truth. So we don't have a place of our own, you know, because we have to go and rent a place, and maybe they'll let you have it for one time, and then you need it another time. Because ourselves, you know, we used to make a dance every 15 days.
Every 15 days?
Every 15 days, you know, and then it got to the point that we couldn't get another hall, you know, to make it. So we were thinking about making our own, because there comes a quinceañera, wedding, what have you, and we don't have no place to go, because here, you know, it's a lot different than Texas. Fort Worth, Dallas, you know that. There's a lot of Mexican dances, and everybody has their own. And here, our people, are, you know, have started coming in. So we don't have, like, we didn't have any movies. So now we have a drive-in on Thursdays.
Where's a drive-in?
That's in Deland, every Thursday.
In the Spanish?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Do you know the name of the
What's the name of the drive-in?
Boulevard.
Yeah, we finally discovered there's a drive-in in Palatka.
In Spanish?
No. But we didn't think there was any movie theater.
I wish
around.
We could have, if I talked to all these growers, you know, but I'm about, you know, it's not for me to say so, but if I would talk to them, you know, to help us get a Spanish program, we could. But, you know, we're always busy, and we don't take time to draw the things, you know, that we could have a Spanish program, because I know everybody would pay so much, you know, an hour or half an hour, whatever, and we could make it, but it takes somebody to take their time and go and talk to them, you know.
And does the fern industry operate all year round? It's
yeah, all year round.
All year round, yeah. So it's not seasonal.
That's why there's a lot of people here, because see, instead of going other places that was only maybe 2 or 3 months, you know, a year, they come here because this is all year round.
Do people tend to come and stay then?
Yeah, they come and stay. They come and stay. So that's why there's a lot of, you know, a lot of our people here. And you have to get away from here, because you get tired of working every day. So you gotta. Sometimes we go to Texas, but that's in May, like when the work slows down. And then in December for Christmas, it slows down too, until about the 15th of January, it starts again. So you get up to here, you know, seeing friends all the time, and everybody calling you that they want some orders and this and that. So you just get away from here. Sometimes as far as Daytona. Just to get away.
Now, are you friends with Prudenciana Gomez?
Haha. Yes.
Because I think she says she also does cooking.
Yes, sometimes she's in charge, you know, with the church, with the Catholic Church, and then she gets in charge. And then it's up to her to get so many women, you know, for those 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell her, well, I'll go from such hour to such, you know. And this year she wasn't in charge. It was Maria Gomez. But we try to help.
Why don't we leave it? I won't talk to her about the food. I'll let you talk to your husband, and then I'll be talking to the people in White Springs too.
Okay. Because see, that way, you know, if I went like here, let's say here in Deland, if there's a group, let's say that I'm gonna go the 4 hours, then you have to take somebody that's gonna speak English, because most of our people don't. They know how to make tortillas and tacos and whatever, but they don't know how to speak the language. Right. So somebody's got to be there. And yep. That's when it's hard, because there's not that many. So if you're just going to be translating, well, fine, you know, I'll go another 4 hours to help, you know, there's nobody else, you know, to
sure.
go. But,
well, I'm sure there'll be people at the festival, at the committee, because I think I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 2 or 3 people in White Springs that speak Spanish and English. Because if we get the musicians, too, we'd need people to
I love
present
to go.
Them. I've never been, since I live in Indiana, mm-hmm. but it's apparently it's a pretty good time, and they expect 15,000-20,000 people every year.
I love
so.
To go, and that way it'll give me time to get somebody that knows how to make the tortillas. You know, well, I know how to make the flour tortillas, you know, but then the corn I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe I'll learn from here. But I love to go.
Do you have a phone here?
Yes. It's 749-2719.
Okay. I can call about the dance. And do you know where it's going to be yet, or have they decided?
Well, they had it last week. They had it at that Equality. I don't know if they'll have it.
There was a dance this, not this weekend.
No, no.
Oh, before we came.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss any.
They have this other one coming this weekend on Friday.
Friday the 27th, uh-huh. Yeah. But do you know someplace between here?
I'm pretty sure it'll be the Equality Inn.
The Quality Inn?
Mm-hmm. Near Deland. Jenny, give me a roll, Nate.
But can I call here? What? Jenny? That's
Jane.
Jenny, hello.
Jane.
Okay.
She's the one you see home.
Jenny Castillo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I call you then and during the week? And since Manuela doesn't have a phone, because she had told me that I could go down to the land and you know, meet her at her house and then we could come up. But since I'm living in Palatka,
uh-huh.
It'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, if there's going to be a dance, she'll know.
Good.
She wants to go.
Good solid contact.
She'll want to go, so.
And are there any people that you know in the community that sing corridos, that not necessarily for festival, for performing, but I'd like to document that? Yeah.
that sing corridos?
Or people that are known in the community for, you know, that maybe just at family gatherings might sing, or they're
everybody
good
musicians. Sings here,
you
know, the men. I don't know if they would like, you know, for them to go out there.
Well, not necessarily.
No.
I mean, we'd like to document the culture of the area, and you know, and keep it in the archives. They have a big library in White Springs that has, you know, photos and,
mm-hmm.
and tapes on all the different groups and all over Florida. It's a state archives that they keep.
Well, I have this guy that cuts furniture. He's singing all day long, and he knows how to sing real good. Luis.
Luis.
His first name is Luis. Encaro.
Encaro?
No, just Caro. Caro.
Mm-hmm.
When there's dances, you know, and he'll go out and sing with the group.
Oh, okay.
He's always yelling. Okay.
Does he play an instrument?
No, just sing.
Just sings,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any songs that like work songs that go on in the ferneries? People sing when they're
no.
working? Or is it?
No, they
so I'd have to go, I want to go and learn more about ferneries. I don't know what...
Well, you're welcome to come to us, you know, whenever you want to.
I'd like to.
And you'll see the way we work, and, you know, you'll have an idea.
How about if I call you, and then I could set that up? Okay. I'll wait a few days so you can, you know, talk around.
Okay. And then wait for this cold front to go through, because tomorrow, you know, it's supposed to get cold, and I don't know if we'll be working, but if it's nice, you know, we work. As long as it's not freezing or raining, we work. And I'll be more than glad, you know, to have you out there.
Great.
And then I have a crew, and my husband has a crew. This is my daughter, and her husband has a crew. And then my other son-in-law has a crew, and, you know, you could go with either. You could see how they work.
Has anybody done any work on the Mexican community here? I mean, do they know how many Mexican families, or, I mean, what's the couple thousand?
I mean, it came out in the newspaper, but that lady was lying. She said, she said, it was, you know, it wasn't right. She said, I don't know.
Because they didn't, in White Springs, it wasn't known. I mean, there's, you know, usually people think of the Latin American populations as being in the southern part of the state. Mm-hmm. And everyone, you know, knows of the Cubans.
See,
but we didn't realize that there was some nice.
Well, a lot of people used to mistake us for Cubans, you know, and that's why they didn't trust it as we did tell the truth. But being here this long, we have made very good friends. And I wouldn't change Florida for Texas, even though I was born in Texas. This is home for me. I have a home in Texas. But I go out there, and to me, it seems like being in a motel. You know, just be there so many days and then back home.
What part of Texas? Last month, though, from migration. Because
mm-hmm.
I know, being, you know, since I'm working for the state, mm-hmm. even though it's in a festival such setting, that there's some suspicion about, you know, me going around asking people's mm-hmm. names and things, but
no, well, whatever.
You know, I've got lots of those. If you want me to bring some more,
because
that way people can see what it's about.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, you have a many more, you know, good and bad. So, we saw in the newspaper, you know, that they're trying to, they have a community, you know, trying to help all the people, because here you don't have, like in Texas, that you have attorneys and this and that, you know, to help you out. Here we don't have them. And everybody thinks that everybody's a front cut, all the Mexicans are stupid. But it's not true, you know, because they're all front cutters because they make quite a bit of money. But,
How are the relations with the black population?
Well,
did they do the fern cutting before the Mexican
They
population?
Used to, and they have some kind of resentment, you know, towards us, because when we didn't come in, they used to work whenever they wanted to, and they used to put the hours and the prices, and they would show up, and, you know, the fern growers had to pay them whatever they wanted. So then when we start coming in, you know, they didn't like it one bit, because they said we came to take their jobs away from them. Which we didn't, we just come to do the job they don't want to do. So they have some, you know, we have real good friends, flags too, you know, but, well, you can please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What about the different churches? I went to the Mass today in Seville in Spanish. There's a storefront church.
Oh, yeah,
there's a cross on the outside. And I saw a woman standing outside. I couldn't tell. She looked like she might be Mexican.
They're all Mexicans there.
What church is that? It doesn't have a name on it.
Pentecostal or something like that.
That's a Pentecostal?
Uh-huh.
Okay, in Crescent City last night, someone pointed out a church that's, what's it called? Apostolica. That's a Pentecostal. Okay, it's a different church, though. It's in Crescent City.
Wait a minute.
You go around Old 17, back behind the highway?
No, I don't know.
Now, is there a segregation in the Mexican community between the Protestants and the Catholics? Or?
Well, I don't know. Most of these people that go here to Seville, to that church, they used to be Catholics. But see, some time back, you know, we didn't have Mass because we still don't have a church of our own. But the way it looks, you know, pretty soon we'll be having one. And we didn't have Mass or anything, and the people wanted to go out and, you know, go to the church and all that. So a lot of them started changing, you know, from the Catholic to that other one. And now they always, I don't know, we have some good friends that belong to that church.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have some that don't like us, you know, they don't want to get mixed up with us because they say that we're the wrong people, you know, and they're the good, you know, but I don't even, it doesn't bother me, you know, one bit, because they used to be Catholic, you know, sometimes. And we have some good friends, you know. The lady that is right there for the church, she's a real good friend of ours. And we just respect their religion and tell them to respect ours, you know, we're really good friends.
But do they participate in the Mexican cultural activities? I mean,
no,
if there's a dance or the...
No, just lately they had a wedding, when was it, in December? November?
No, November.
And they stayed to the dance, you know, because we were surprised, because they don't like the dances or anything. And there's nothing wrong, you know, with the dances as far as we see them. So they stayed, and then some of the girls were dancing. They like to dance, but I don't know why, you know, they never go. But they said they dance, and they stayed all through it, and they were dancing. So I guess it's just, you know.
Can you tell me something about the posadas that they had here?
When I was gone, see,
you were in Texas.
I was gone, and Father had chosen this house to be the first one because we was leaving, but we had lived before, so I missed the posadas.
Well, what's the tradition like in Pearson? I mean, the posadas.
Well,
when you say he chose this house, I'm not.
Well,
Catholic, so.
You don't know what a posada is?
Well, I know it's going house to house and singing, right? Now, when you go to each house, do you eat at the house?
Yes, they you offer them. Well, see, in Mexico, that's the way they do it. They give you chocolate or coffee and tamales. Tamales are the food. And then buñuelos. Do you know what buñuelos are?
The ones that are deep fried and bubbly. Yeah.
And that's about, you don't give them a big meal or anything. And then you have a piñata for the children and little bags of candies, you know, with peanuts.
Vicky mentioned the eggshells.
Uh-huh.
That they fill with water or powder or confetti. Yeah. That you blow out the egg and is that for posadas?
No, that's for Easter.
For throwing them on people, though.
Yeah, on to
you
break them.
You do it at Easter time?
Yeah, to break them on the head.
Uh-huh.
We make a lot of them. There comes, when is it, the first of, sometime in February, the kids want you to start saving the eggshells, and they'll make a sign up there, don't forget the eggshells. And then when it's time, you know, we don't have any confetti here, but we have to make our own. And we always, you know, keep it up. Even though we're way away from our home, you know, in Texas, we still do it. And all the Mexicans here, you don't do it in your people? Those, no?
Well, they, you know, there's a tradition of the Easter egg, but eat it, but not
it's a lot
filling
of fun.
Anything.
Uh-huh. And then the kids color them with crayons, or they dye them little.
When do you throw them on each other?
No, you break them on the head.
When do you do that?
On
Easter morning?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you got to be careful because somebody will come and do it, you know, and if you have a hair too, and they'll come and do it, you know, and it's a lot of fun. You don't trust anybody behind you because you're always watching.
Isn't there a day in Mexico that's like el Día de los Tontos or something like that, and you do that?
De los Inocentes.
De los Inocentes.
Uh-huh, Inocentes.
What date is that?
That's in December. Because we had it up there while we was up there in December.
Yeah, it's like April Fool's Day,
April Fool's,
except for it's in December. Cause
well, they fooled us, you know, a lot that day because they said they were gonna close that international bridge from Mexico to the United States. They said, you know, don't go to Mexico because they're gonna shut it off. So we didn't believe it, you know, and they did it, but they were just fooling, you know, because it was Inocente Day. So they had it closed for I don't know how many hours.
Gosh.
So that's Inocentes, and they make like April Fool.
Uh-huh. So when they had the posadas in Pearson, people went each night to a different house?
I don't know how many nights they had it, but they had more than
10.
They had more houses than what they needed, because everybody wanted a posada, you know, in their home.
No, they didn't have music, or?
I don't know.
Who would be a good person to talk to about that,
about
that tradition?
That Jose Luis, you know, the guy that I told you is always singing?
Caro.
Caro, uh-huh.
It's Jose Luis. Okay.
Jose Luis Caro.
Does he have a phone?
They live in Seville.
Okay. Well, maybe if you just, you know, when you see him, you can tell him that I'll probably be trying to find him.
Okay.
Sometime. Do you know what house he lives in?
He lives on Coward Road.
Coward Road?
Remember when...
Do you know Luis Piedra and Eliverio Piedra? They're from Zacatecas. They live in Seville.
Oh, yeah. He's related to him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
His cousin, if I'm
not wrong. Los hermanos Piedra, right?
Los del corrido.
¿Cómo lo del corrido?
There's a corrido in movies. Los hermanos de Piedra, they used to be good. They kill them all one by one.
Okay. Where were you born?
In Del Rio.
Del Rio, is that on the U.S. or?
Yes, on U.S., Del Rio, Texas.
So it's a border.
Uh-huh.
So west.
It's right by San Antonio. Wow. About 100 miles from San Antonio. So it's the border.
Well, can you think of anything else? Anybody else I could... Have any of the Mexican families gotten into the river culture here at all? Fishing and...
No, a lot of people see that's what comes out in the newspaper too, that all our people stay by themselves, you know. If there's a carnival, you know, here, I check the kids, you know, to the school carnival, but they don't go because they feel that they're not wanted. And I tell them, go, because I'll be working at one of the stands, you know, and they'll go. But sometimes, you know, they like to stay by themselves. Yeah. But as time goes by, you know, maybe things will be different.
So your family is probably one of the more established families in the area.
Yeah. And if, that's why we're very well known, because they need somebody to go represent somebody, you know, they call us if we can. Sometimes, you know, I can make it and sometimes I can't. But I try. They need to get to, you know, families to tell them what when they send the kids to school to feel free. And they tell me to go and talk to them because I'm, you know, more than glad to go. But we're very well known here. And well, we've been here 12 years. 12 years. And I don't know who knows. We'll be here forever, I guess. And then Janie, she was born in Idaho.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this
is supposed to be pretty.
This is home for her. She didn't want to go to Texas. She likes to stay here with her sisters. And then I have another daughter born in California. See, that's when we used to migrate. I had her in Idaho, and then I had one in California, and the other was in Texas.
What were you, did you do? Potatoes and...
Potatoes and sugar beets.
Did this area used to have an orange
industry too? Yes, it's gone.
It's all dead out there. Yeah. It really wiped it out.
So that's why these growers have to really wash that, their fern.
Were they in ferns before, or is this something that's come up recently?
No, they've been in ferns before. But see, all the other ones that the trees have died, now they're building ferns.
Yeah. It's really growing.
I feel so bad because see, that's our was our work before when we first came to Florida, was in the citrus. But then we used to work in the Orlando area, and we know all Florida because we used to travel a lot. So then when we moved here to Seville, there was only little small orange groves, and we didn't make money, and the crew didn't make money, so we decided to change from the citrus to the fern, and we did real good. And then imagine what happened to them. I mean, we already were in the fern business.
Yeah, well, we were surprised. The woman that I lived with was from North Carolina, and we were just down here for 2 months. We just met here, Mary Ann, and we thought, you know, the oranges would be pretty inexpensive. They're just as expensive in Indiana as they are here because of the freeze.
Well, living here, we have lived here 5 years. And we used to know the trees that gave sweeter oranges than the other ones.
They're all dead.
So when that happened, I said, oh, that orange tree that you were so sweet, and look at the other. We all knew what kind of oranges we had here, but now they're all gone.
They couldn't save them.
No, it was too bad. And they saved some. And I guess, you know, that's the way cold was, that it hit some areas more than the others. And ours was the one that was hit worse. And now they're going to build a furnace. And we'll just have to walk from here, you know. Start cutting the clothes.
Get in the backyard.
We are. I was going to tell you something else about our church. Has anybody mentioned to you that we'll have a church pretty soon? A Catholic church?
Chuck Bard. The deacon? Well, he's the new one.
Diacon?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Diacon. I was talking to him today. See, they're going to...
We'll have a church after so many...
He doesn't know where, though, yet.
It's going to be here in Pearson. It's going to be... they already showed us the land, and they have had it okay. And we all got together and had some pledge, you know, for $500 in 3 years. And everybody wants a church, you know, that we can depend on, that we'll have it there when we need it. Otherwise, we have to wait until they're done with the other church. And if we can, well, we have to get, you know, we don't use one. So that first year we came, we didn't have a virgen. You know what a virgen is?
Yeah.
Yes. We didn't have one, and we needed one real bad to go to Orlando. Because then all the groups from different churches, like let's say the one from St. Peter's and the one from all around, you know, they all go. And they went in with their virgen, and we didn't have one. So my daughter Lucy, which is married now, and my son Ray, they made one. And it's a big painting.
Oh, where is it? Oh, it's here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to get a picture of it.
And they at night, you know, when they used to come to work, they used to work on it. And my son Ray, you know, he outlined it, you know, he copied it from a little Bible he had, the Virgen de Guadalupe.
Sí.
And then he made it real big, you know, with pencil. And then my daughter Lucy put the colors to it. So we have the Virgen here, and every time I look at her, I tell her, you don't have a home of your own, but as soon as you have one, you're going to go to that home. And I said, because this is not your home. We're just holding you here, you
She's
know.
A migrant.
And I said, you're like us, you know, without a home. But she'll go to that church whenever we have one. And if you ever come back again, you know, remember, and she'll be there. Because we'll have a church of our own.
Do they have fiestas for the Virgen here in the area?
The 12th of December.
Mm-hmm. Were you still here? Or were you in Texas?
I was in Texas already. But see, in Texas, have you ever seen one in Texas where the mariachis playing and all that?
No, I've never been there on the
You could see her little face, you know, so handsome, you know, and so proud. And they have the mariachis playing for her. We have seen it in Del Rio twice already.
Yeah.
But they celebrate it here too. And she usually goes. Mm-hmm, she usually goes. I guess Maria Gomez has some pictures that she was going to show me from last year, and I haven't been able, you know, to see him yet.
Maria Gomez, from Deland.
From Deland.
Okay,
uh-huh.
So you're friends with Maria
Yes,
Gomez.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was going to, I talked to her on the phone, I was down there, and she was going to, we were going to talk after church, but she didn't get to church, so.
Well, I heard her mother was in an accident.
This weekend?
Yesterday.
Oh, no.
She got run over by a truck, but I don't know how bad. I was going to call her yesterday from Deland, but I didn't know the number, and today I was going to call her because I was working, and then it was church, and I knew she was at church, and that's why I didn't call her.
No. Is she pregnant? Somebody told me she's
Maria?
Is she?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Uh-huh. They told me in the rectory.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Oh, no. She's okay.
I had seen her already before, but then yesterday.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was.
I had.
That is really beautiful. Can I get a picture of that?
Uh-huh.
Look at my camera.
What?